U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry continued to work the phones from Cairo today. He's been trying to forge a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in the Gaza Strip. At least 790 Palestinians have been killed in the fighting, mostly civilians. More than 30 Israeli soldiers and 3 civilians in Israel have been killed. Today saw a shocking burst of violence. A United Nations school came under attack. The school was being used as a shelter for civilians trying to escape the violence. At least 15 people died. NPR's Emily Harris reports from Gaza.
Things were chaotic this afternoon at the Kamal Adwan Hospital in the north of the Gaza Strip, about an hour after the nearby school was hit. Crowds swelled around wounded people on stretchers. Others, uninjured but shocked and scared, kept arriving, many crammed into ambulances. Anwar Hamad had a small wound on his shoulder. He had been staying at the school for a week for shelter.
We were sitting in the school when someone came and said, "The Red Cross wants to take us out of here, so get your things together."
Shells, he said, landed soon after in the school courtyard where people had gathered.
It was awful. People were in pieces, people were injured, screaming. I took my child's hand and started running away.
Palestinians assume this was an Israeli strike. Even before today, the International Red Cross had been trying to reach the school. It's tucked way up in the northeast corner of Gaza, in the middle of a battle zone since Israel's ground invasion began 1 week ago. To evacuate people or to send food, aid agencies must make arrangements with the Israeli military. The UN gives the Israeli army the coordinates of their schools every day.
First, have to investigate.
Israel's Brigadier General Mickey Edelstein commands the Gaza Division. He says the army does not target UN facilities. The military said it had been working to allow the Red Cross in to evacuate people. It said in a statement that during intense fighting Thursday, militants fired at Israeli soldiers from the school area, and those Israeli soldiers fired back. That's one thing that happened in northern Gaza today. Around Gaza, airstrikes also continued, and there has been close-quarter conflict up and down Gaza's long eastern edge. In some areas, Israeli soldiers made scores of arrests. Samer al-Majer finally escaped the fighting in Kuzah, a small village just a few hundred yards from Israel's border. With her 6-year, 4-year, and 10-day-old children, plus dozens of extended family, she had spent 2 nights in a basement to avoid the fighting. This morning, she says, people decided they just had to run for it.
We called each other and realized no help was coming, so people ran. Some made it, some didn't.
She said snipers shot from rooftops and tanks were on the town streets. Her husband, Zohar al-Majer, had to learn all this by cell phone. He's been in a different part of Gaza and cannot return home. He says he still doesn't know what happened to his 67-year-old father, who he believes was arrested.
The last call that I asked neighbors, they told me they saw him. The Israeli army took them. They walk in line with IDs on hands.
With Israeli troops continuing their push into Gaza, people here are starting to wonder how long they'll stay, even if there's a ceasefire. Emily Harris, NPR News, Gaza.